From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain's King Felipe VI and Queen Letizia on Saturday visited Las Ramblas in Barcelona. You can hear as the King and Queen laid a memorial wreath with other floral tributes in honor of the victims from Thursday's van attack. A white van swerved onto the historic Las Ramblas pedestrian promenade, killing 13 people and injuring more than 100 as it plowed through tourists and locals. Thursday's carnage was claimed by the Islamic State group. African Union and Somali government forces have captured the town of Barrier, a strategic militant base in the south of the country. Commanders say the Islamist al-Shabaab group abandoned the town following heavy fighting outside of it, at which point joint troops approached from three different directions. Barrier is one of al-Shabaab's strongholds in the south and only 45 kilometers from Mogadishu, the country's capital. Seven civilians were reportedly killed and four injured when a minivan they were driving ran over a landmine as they fled the town. That information has not been confirmed. Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly met on Saturday. They rejected the country's announcement on Friday that a newly created constituent assembly would supersede Congress and pass its own laws. National Assembly Vice President Freddy Guevara held a news conference speaking out against the Constituent Assembly and declaring all of its decisions null and void. Following the news conference, the National Assembly met in session with opposition speakers taking to the podium one at a time to speak out against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Representatives from diplomatic corps of countries throughout the world joined the session and received a strong round of applause from legislators. This is VOA News. A tweet by President Trump indicates the United States may have decided on a way forward in Afghanistan, VOA's Ira Melman reports.
The U.S. Defense Department approved a plan months ago to send about 3,800 additional troops to assist the Afghan army, but some White House officials questioned whether more resources would be effective. One of the options reportedly under discussion is one put forward by Eric Prince, the man who ran the controversial security firm Blackwater. He says he could save the United States over $30 billion by using contractors instead of U.S. troops.
It enforces Afghan control, Afghan sovereignty, and an Afghan way to fight against these terrorist enemies.
Prince's proposal has so far not been received well by Afghanistan and U.S. military officials. Ira Melman, VOA News.
Boston police arrested 27 individuals in protests surrounding a free speech rally. Police Commissioner William Evans gave reporters details.
Again, everyone did a good job. 99.9% of the people here were for the right reason, and that's to fight bigotry and hate for the most part here today. We knew we were going to have some people who were going to cause problems, and we had to make, the latest is 27 arrests so far this today. Most of them disorderly, a couple assault and batteries on police officers and other charges, but overall, I thought we got the First Amendment people in, we got them out, and and no one got hurt, no one got killed, and we don't really have a whole lot of in fact, we have no significant at all property damage to the city.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said that the peaceful demonstrations showed that Boston City stood for peace and love. Kenya's opposition coalition has filed a petition at the Supreme Court challenging the re-election of incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. The petition was filed 90 minutes before the deadline and includes more than 25,000 pages in an affidavit. The opposition refuses to concede defeat. Kenyatta, who got 54% of the vote, was officially declared the winner. The opposition alleges that the electronic results transmission system was hacked, which created inaccurate voting results. The allegation is denied by the Independent Electoral Boundaries Commission, which was in charge of the ballot count. U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania will not attend the annual ceremony at Washington's Kennedy Center, honoring a lifetime achievement of selected artists to avoid any political distraction. The announcement came after dancer and honoree Carmen de Lavallade said she would boycott a separate White House reception that is held in conjunction with the award ceremony. TV writer and honoree Norman Lear has also said he would avoid the event. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.